Random thought. Is it okay to date while pregnant? And I ask this because this IG video popped up the other day, last week, and, you know, sparked a lot of conversation.
So, as you guys know, I'm pregnant. So, I'm not with the child's father. Is it okay to date while pregnant?
Yeah, of course, you have people on one side saying, no, you should be focused on, you know, taking care of the baby, not on dating. You know, your priorities are all messed up.
Oh, how do I say this without going viral? So here's the deal. I think if a woman is pregnant and she chooses to date, good for her. And good for any man that chooses to date a woman who's pregnant with someone else's child.
Right.
Good for him. I could never be that man, but kudos to him. I know somebody who was pregnant and ran into an old flame from high school, and they just kind of rekindled, kicked off. They're married now. He helped raise that child, and I think they have a couple of their own. So it's possible. I just couldn't do it. I don't know about you, back in your single days, I can't do that. But any man that does that, more power to him. That's a good dude.
Damn, it sounds like you know my ex. So I have an ex who was actually pregnant. I remember when she met her current husband. I remember the day she met him. So I know he wasn't the father of that baby. He knows he wasn't the father of that baby because when they met. But he was there throughout the pregnancy, throughout the entire pregnancy. Well, you know, obviously most of the pregnancy because he wasn't there for the conception.
he wasn't there for the fun part.
No, he had the fun in between. Yeah, shoot the club up. I can't shoot anybody. It's fine. No, but they're married and have kids of their own. And, you know, of course, that first child only knows him as their dad. And a lot more conversations to be had about this entire that entire situation at some point. But, you know, I think, is that the love story? The fact that you and I both know, here's the crazy thing. You and I both know somebody who had this situation and came out on the positive side of it. Because again, and it wasn't, this was somebody, an old flame for the person that you know, the person I know, it wasn't an old flame, it was somebody new they met. So think about that. It's not somebody you've ever known. So, and you said you can't do it, but you just meet somebody and then you're dating for like 2 weeks and they tell you, oh yeah, I'm pregnant, or a week, or however long it took for her to tell him that, because you can't hide that for long. And then, because all of a sudden now it seemed like y'all are that you were cheating, right? So I don't know when they had that conversation, never really asked about that part, but it worked out for them. And I love to see them, you know, together and looking good. So it's a good thing.
Well, but I think that's the whole point of this. Those two cases that you and I both know, that's the exception. It's not the rule.
For sure.
So it is possible to be pregnant, go out on the dating market, and find somebody who will not only love you, but also love the baby by someone else that you're about to have. It is possible. I couldn't do it, but it's possible. It could happen.
Now, here's the difference, because we're talking about dating, right? So we're talking about seriously dating with a purpose, because that's what happened in these two cases that we both know. Well, we also know some other cases where people are just, you know, are you talking about fucking? Now, yes, there are people who just, a pregnant woman, that means I can't get her pregnant. Let's go. And, you know, there's been that talk that, you know, women are a lot more sexual when they're pregnant. Their hormones are raging. People will make the comments, oh, it feels different. It's this, it's that, and, you know. But they don't want the responsibility of the woman or the child. So, so this is what we're talking. We're talking in the dating sense. And the fact is, we do know people who do it. I don't know that I'm that strong of a man to go in and seriously go, all right, well, no, let's do this, because that's, even though that's another man's child. I don't know. So I'm like you. Well, you say you definitely can't do it. I'm going to say definitely. I don't answer hypothetical situations, but I'm not quite sure.
I'll answer this hypothetical. No, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. So it's a straight up no for me.
That's a no for me.
And I'm not knocking any man that chooses to do that. Good for you. Facts. All I said is you're better than me. I couldn't do it. And I think when you look at the comments on that IG post about that, they were saying that she shouldn't be dating. She should be focused on herself and all that. And I'm like, you know what? She could do whatever she wants. If she's in a good, stable place that she can date, and she might meet somebody. I mean, no one said that this woman is on a, you know, Tinder swiping right. while she's pregnant. Who knows? But it's possible for a pregnant woman to meet a man that will love her and her child and be with them. I am just not that man. So that's it.
Here's the thing that I noticed too. A lot of the people that were saying that she shouldn't date, she's been focused on the baby and herself. They were men, and men have got to figure out at some point when we stop telling women what to do with their bodies. Okay, at some point, fellas, we got to understand we can't do that. Okay.
Yeah, it must be a bunch of men from the state of Texas, because you know we like to tell women what to do with their bodies. So.
Oh my God! Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having some crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, we have. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 50, the big 5-0.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This is, I mean, hold on. I got to put this in there. Got to get some applause in there. This is amazing that we're already here to 50. I think that's an amazing accomplishment that we've gotten there, so that's good. Congratulations, man. I didn't think you'd make it this long, to be quite honest.
You know, this is one of the things that have kept me sane during this pandemic and ever since we started it. So this is the thing I have to look forward to in my week. So I'm happy.
Yeah, we're 50 episodes in. That means we're 2 episodes shy of our 1-year anniversary. And we'll talk more about what's happened with us within the year since we started this. I mean, now we're past the year of our initial episodes. And we'll get through how we actually did set this up to move forward and why. And like you said, how it helped you. And we had a lot of interesting conversations offline, you know, leading into this and kicking off this Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. But I would like to go back, since we're at 50, a milestone episode of 50, and look at some of the highlights from before. Like, I remember, I think we were talking, it was episode 4, and what was the new Supreme Court justice that Donald Trump had put in?
I forget her name. I think it was Amy Barrett, but she was the one that had the strong religious views, if I remember correctly.
And we had an interesting conversation about the religious views on it.
You know, they oppose abortion, so that's kind of obvious. A lot of religions, people of faith, oppose abortion. Totally get that. Men are divinely ordained as the head of the family. That's common.
I'm about to say that's page 1 of the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's a common deal. Wives were expected to obey their husband's wishes in all matters, including providing sex on demand.
Sounds like these rules were written by a man, by the way.
I think that was like an addendum. Like, I don't think that was there at first. I think it was like the man's ahead of the household and all that. No abortions. And then somebody said no. And he's like, I'll fix that.
Oh my God.
One thing you say, my video quality has gotten a whole lot better since we first started.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and what's going to be interesting as we go through this is how the backgrounds have changed, right? Because, okay, now episode 5 is only a week later. I thought this was interesting because we're talking about this this hiker that came across an interesting hiking companion. This guy went hiking in Utah and ran up on a cougar.
Like an older woman?
He should be so lucky.
I'm like, what's the problem with that?
You're like, so what? Did he hit it?
Some things just don't change.
No, I don't. As you can see, our sense of humor has not changed since since the very beginning of this. It's been the same. Another one that even comes right into the same lane is episode 10. And I'm trying to remember what we're talking about in this one, because I'm just looking at titles here as I'm clicking on these things. Right, I pulled some clips. I wanted to make them short. We just jump into this. I think for maybe when we get to 100 episodes, 100th episode, we do a whole special just on clips from the first 100 episodes. You know, make it a full thing, because I think we've had some interesting ones. But like this one, I thought was pretty dope. Oh, I know what this was. What would you say to your younger self?
It's funny. I wish I can go back to 20-year-old me and say some things like, you know, save your money.
leave that girl alone. She's trouble.
Wrap it up before you tap it up. Is there anything else you'd like to tell 20-year-old you?
Nope, those things still hold true today. Yeah. I'd still say those exact same things.
40 episodes later, and yes, those things still stand true. And, you know, I think, though, one of my favorite moments from the show was this next clip. I saw this the other day, and I was like, let me go find the full thing. And I just know how you love this. So without further ado.
Let me show you what we got right here. Ooh. First off, we got a box full of fries. Cajun and spice. Oh. And we got a little bit of apple pie.
God damn it.
Mm-mm-mm. And then we go move to the bigger box. We go move to the
stop it.
In the middle, we got magic. We got 12 beats.
Stop it.
Legs and the thighs and the ooh.
Stop it. Stop it. I hate you. I hate you right now. I still can't stand these videos of black people singing about fried chicken. Can't stand it.
Oh my God. You know, that never gets old. As many times as I'd seen it before I played it for you that day, it was still funny. And every time I watch it, I laugh because just your reaction, you were just like, oh my, will it please end?
Then we go to the bigger box. Just shut up.
Well, you know, this almost goes right in line because that was episode 14. Episode 23, you don't like black people singing for fried chicken and watermelon, right? So, then there's something else you are not a fan of as well, when that we seem to do a lot to our own people and our own kids. Gorilla Glue Girl, Tessica Brown. Oh my God. When I check.
I'm sorry. Let's just start with the name. That tells me what I need to know right there. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Sorry, anyone listening, if you have a child named Tessica, from a recruiter standpoint, you did her a disservice. But whatever, maybe that's a family name. But as soon as I heard Tessica and Gorilla Glue, I'm like, yeah, there you go.
Are you one of those people that judge applicants by their name?
No, I do not judge applicants by their name. No, okay. I do not do that.
Okay.
But do I think people will do that? Yes. I would never do that. You know, as a professional, as an HR professional, I don't do that. I don't teach my recruiters to do that. Mm. But I'm a realist because you got to think, some names tell something about the person.
Mm-hmm.
And so depending on who your hiring manager is, let's say that hiring manager is somebody in Utah who gives a lot of money to a charter school, doesn't want to hear about black history, and then they get a resume that says Malik Johnson. They're going to be like, I'm going to call Tanner Smith.
Oh, my God. You forgot you had even said that shit. See, that's how
I did.
This is.
I did. I forgot about that one.
I had so much fun digging up these clips because I literally pulled these. And a lot of these clips, actually, all of these clips right here are on IG, right? They're either on the RGRT pod IG page or on my IG page or on your IG page at Yanni Rude at Just Terrell. And like this next one is another perfect example of things that, man. It was a great moment.
All right, man. Random thought. Do we think it's time that the U.S. has...
Hold on. Let me stop here because for those of you watching on YouTube, I'm gonna go back and start it over again. But for those of you on YouTube, you'll notice a difference in episode 23 and 27 because this is Terrell in the new spot, as you saw before.
The evolution of my background.
Evolution. Because remember in the other one, and I'm just going to pull that one back up just so we can see this. Look at this as it plays here. Is that one? That's not the one. Hold on. Let me go down. There it is. And this one, as you look at the volume here, let me turn the volume down there, and look at the background that you have here. And the background here, you'll notice there's nothing behind you, right? And you didn't, we didn't realize how wide your camera shot was, because you see back there in the corner, you thought you moved that out of the way. And we're like, oh, that's cool. And now, as I'm talking to you, what I'm seeing on the screen, I don't see that. And then I go back to edit and I'm like, son of a bitch. So it's just interesting as you look at this, and for those of you watching on YouTube, you see this. If you're listening on your favorite app, then make sure you head on over to our YouTube page, RGRT Pod. Just search RGRT Pod, check it out, and you'll see the evolution of our backgrounds. Because even in some of the early episodes, 4 and 5, my background was pretty bleak on the wall behind me. You can see the evolution of that, and you'll see I do mine in different spaces now. So you'll see different backgrounds as we move forward. But I just wanted to point it out, because I just realized how quickly your background changed in 4 episodes, because you were like, this is my room, this is my space, I need to make it mine. And you explained that at some point later as to why and how everything in there meant something to you personally. So, you know, but back to this one.
All right, man, random thought. Do we think it's time that the U.S. has a federal mandate or law on maternity leave? As a society, have proven we can all work from home. If you don't want to, you know, you got 12 weeks fully paid, or you can go to part-time, you right. know, for another 12 weeks.
Do you cut it off at a certain number of children, though? Because, you know, I mean, one child, yeah, I let you have a 30 weeks, that's cool. Then, you know, 9 months later, like, hey, guess what? Like, hold up, wait a minute. Then all of a sudden, 9 months after that, hey, guess what? Now, at what point do you go, hold up, we cut this off after the third pregnancy, that's it. You got to come back after 12 hours, yeah. Goddammit.
Yeah, we're gonna need you to sign our pull-out policy, please. Yes. The pull-out policy. I remember that one.
My HR specialist, Terrell, has come up with a new policy that we need all employees to sign. And, all right, last clip, because there's so much to get to this week. I just love this one, because it's really, this is so Terrell that I had to bring this one to you, right? Random thought. And I got this one from DJ Steph Floss in Cleveland, and he had tweeted and said, question, if you blow out a tire, are you changing the tire yourself or calling roadside assistance? And I thought of you because, you know, one of the first people that responded said, if I'm fresh headed somewhere, then I need AAA. A normal day, I'm changing the tire myself. That's not why I thought of you. I thought of you because of the next one. Because the next response said, I don't need to change a tire to prove I'm a man. I proved it by me being able to afford those services. Hashtag AAA all day. And I went, that's Terrell all day.
I would have to agree. That definitely sounds like something that I would say. I'm like, hey, you know, you get to that point in life where you can afford those extra services, get someone else to do it. Why not? AAA all day. All day.
And you're still that way right now. So I would say happy 50th. Happy 50 episodes. You know, I've enjoyed this 50. Looking forward to the next 50. And when we get to 52 and we take a look back on the year from launching this podcast, man. It's hard to believe. Here we are, and that year has flown by. Yeah.
We've come a long way.
You know who has not come a long way? As we get into For the Love of Sports, the buildup was there. The excitement, you know, Nike was excited about it. The world was excited about it. U.S. fans were excited about it, because Sha'Carri Richardson was going to take on the full Jamaican 4x100 gold medal sprint team, because all four of them were racing in the 100 meter dash at the Prefontaine Classic in, hey, surprise, surprise, Oregon, which is exactly where Sha'Carri was the last time, when she set her personal best and then got caught up in the whole weed smoking scandal. So did you get a chance to look at the race?
I sure did. Mm-hmm. Watch the race. And you're right. It was a lot of buildup, a lot of excitement. And a lot of this buildup and excitement wasn't the media. It was Sha'Carri that started it, from the time that she got disqualified from being able to be on the Olympic team, And then as the Olympics were going, all the different posts and tweets she was doing, miss me yet, and all that. So there's a whole lot of buildup. And then she's like, I'm coming for you bitches, so, you know, the right before the deal. So it was a lot of excitement around that. And looking at the competition, it was a lot of people that were in the Olympics. Remember, we talked about the first black Swiss person I've ever seen that was in the Olympics. And
Kambuji, yes.
Yeah, and to see her, it's one thing if it was like, if she got fourth and lost to all three Jamaicans, that'd be one thing. She lost to everyone. She came in DAL, dead ass last, right? And got smoked. So I saw it and I was just like, all this. And so she's catching a whole lot of heat on social media, partly because she lost. Mm-hmm. Then after she lost, she didn't congratulate anybody, especially Elaine, who almost caught Flojo's record. I mean, that should be something that you should, hey, amazing run. And right. then her interview afterwards was a train wreck. So I'm like, she brought all this stuff on herself. I don't feel bad for it. I hope she learns and grows from this. And, you know, she's still going to come back and do some great things. But she needs to hit the gym and stop doing all that talking on social media, talking trash. Go out there and show people what you can do.
And if you missed her interview after the race, here's what she had to say.
This is one race. I'm not done. You know what I'm capable of. Count me out if you want to. Talk all the shit you want, because I'm here to stay. I'm not done. I'm the sixth fastest woman in this game ever. And can't nobody ever take that from me.
Yes, eight other people took that away from you in that last race you just did. So you weren't the sixth fastest in that race. So we can go and stop all that right there. And the fact that she cussed on, I mean, a lot of athletes cuss. You know, we shouldn't hold women to a different standard than the male athletes, you know, basketball players, football players and all that. We don't give them hell when they use profanity in an interview. But girl, you can't brag that you're the sixth fastest when you were the last. You were the ninth person in that race.
No, now if they use profanity on, especially you're talking about NBC. This is not on pay per view. This is not on on cable TV. This is NBC. You know who you were talking to. You understand the network that you're on. You have to understand it at that point. Because athletes sometimes will curse and you, especially boxers, but they're in the ring. It's pay per view. Of course they're gonna curse, right? I see no problem with that. But in this case. And what she did there, and if you notice in the background of the interview, you'll see Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce and the rest of the Jamaican team as they walk behind her, and they're kind of laughing at her in that sense. And it's interesting because, you know, of all the memes on Twitter, people are like, yeah, here's the one shot you'll see of Sha'Carri with the Jamaican runners behind her.
Well, but if you look at it, regardless of pay-per-view, how many times have we had reporters in the locker room of a basketball game and you hear basketball players cuss, right?
But they weren't talking on the mic.
Yeah, they were. They were getting interviewed talking on the mic. You know, you had the one reporter interviewed Russell Westbrook when he was back with Oklahoma City. And she asked, I forget what question she asked him. He just looked at Gary. He's like, y'all niggas tripping. And walked out. So,
and he's wrong for that.
Yeah, but I mean, but no one gave him flack. People are giving her flack for dropping saying the word shit, you know, on NBC. I don't care about all of that. She can say whatever she wants.
I give him all that shit. I give him
every last one of
them. If you're paid that much money, understand where you are and know when you can curse and when you can't. If you can't turn that filter off, then don't talk.
I think you should be able to curse wherever you want. Cursing feels good, but I'm not going to falter for that. All I'm saying is get back in the gym, come out, you know, and start to show the world how you're progressing and getting faster, and then be able to whoop the Jamaicans in 4 years, you know, when she's 25, and then talk all the trash you want, but stop talking smack until you start winning. You can't sit there and make that statement. I'm the sixth fastest woman in the world. Not today. You weren't.
You were the ninth fastest woman. Who brags about being the sixth anything
in the world today?
Who brags about that?
Huh?
Who brags about being the sixth? Who brags about being the sixth fastest anything? I will say this though: when you talk about the post race interviews, Michael Johnson had a great tweet when he was like, you know, it's NBC. Shame on NBC for not interviewing Elaine Thompson, hurrah, after, you know, having the fastest run 100-meter dash by a woman in over 30 years, and you only interview Sha'Carri. Now, yes, Sha'Carri was the story at first, so you talk to her, but you got to interview Elaine Thompson, hurrah, because what she did, nobody has done in over 30 years. So you've got to do that, right? And so it's shame on NBC for that. People have asked her, like, and some of the other international reporters are like, hey, so, you know, how were you with, did you see Sha'Carri in race? She's like, no, I wasn't paying attention, and no comment. She just had no comment. And then they also spoke to Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, and here's what she had to say about the race, too, as they were asking her questions.
Were you surprised that Sha'Carri was so far back?
I wasn't watching Sha'Carri, to be honest.
Jamaica 1-2-3, should we have expected anything differently?
No, we shouldn't have.
I love her thing when it's like, should we have expected anything else? No. You shouldn't have. 1-2-3. It's what we did in the Olympics. It's what we did here in this. So here's the thing that gets me, because people talk about, and I know social media has been, the back and forth has been crazy, and, oh, they just want to see talk bad about a black woman, and they don't want to see a black woman be confident. No, that's black woman confidence right there. That's not arrogance. What Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce did was confidence, not arrogance. It was like, should we have expected anything different? No, you shouldn't have. Because this is what we do. They didn't talk shit prior to. They let everybody else talk the shit for them and talk shit to them. And they just came out and showed and improved, unlike Sha'Carri, who talked a lot of shit. She even had a reveal for her wig. Here's what I'll be wearing. And, you know, just knew that when she got on that line, it's automatic she's going to win. And remember this. I said this prior to the Olympics. There's no guarantee that she would have won, because she didn't even have the fastest time this year. Because in the Olympic trials, she had the fastest time of American woman. But Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, who was picked to be the gold medal winner in the 100-meter dash, she had the fastest time this year, which was at the Jamaican trials. Well, guess what? She got blasted by her own teammate because she beat her and ran an even faster time in the Olympics. And then came back Saturday and blew that time out the water, because I think her fastest time had been like a 10.61 is what she ran at the Olympics, and now she's at a 10.5, was it 10.54? The record is 10.49. She's 0.05 of a second away from tying that world record.
So, and with Sha'Carri pulling out of the 200, some of those Jamaicans were also going to be in the 200. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if she's just like, I'm not going to take the L twice. Today. One L is enough. But also wonder, how does that impact her sponsorship? So if you're Nike, you know, and she's pulling out of a race that she's supposed to be in, like, does that impact anything financially? I'm just curious if that would be the case. But even if she made it to the Olympics, there's no way that she would have competed well with that group. You're young. Be humble. And I think the people on social media that are trying to make this a tear down a black woman thing, that's just stop the bullshit with that. Everything is not racism. Everything is not people going after a black woman. You know, the difference is a majority of the sprinters are tend to be people of color. So that's just a fact. Right. But the black girl confidence. Yeah. I think Shelly-Ann had it way better than Sha'Carri Richardson. And Sha'Carri Richardson, go back to Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, there's no social media, but he was, I am the greatest. I'm going to knock him out in five and do all this stuff. And he'd do all these rhymes. And he would actually go out and do it. But had he lost a fight talking that trash, and we had social media back then, he would have got the same smoke.
But here's the difference, though. He had already, here's the difference. When he started that kind of talk, that brash talk, he was already doing it. He was already winning. And that's why he'd won so much that when he finally lost, and he lost to the best, and then came back and beat them. So whoever he lost to, he came back. So by then, it was it's like when you watch WWE and The Rock was there. The Rock, I love the fact that The Rock talks smack. I'm not mad. And here's the thing. I'm not mad at Sha'Carri for talking smack after losing. I'm mad at her for not even acknowledging what else happened there and giving props to those, if somebody beats you and you give them props and go, I'll be back. So enjoy it while you can, because I'm coming back. I have no problem with that. That's confidence. The arrogance is, I'm the sixth fastest woman in the world and nobody can take it away from me. Yes, they can. All they got to do is beat your personal best and now you're no longer the sixth, you're the seventh. It's mm-hmm. really just that simple. And here's the thing about it. Her pulling out of that 200 meter race, right? Remember, before the Olympics and when they said she was going to be banned and people on social media, on Twitter, and this is why you got to stay off of Black Twitter sometimes because they'll have you thinking the entire world believes. No, they don't. It's just some of y'all tweeting and they're like, we're going to boycott the Olympics. I'm like, y'all are stupid. Nobody cares. You're not going to affect that. So don't even try that. Gabby Thomas had tweeted, and Gabby Thomas, so she ran in the 4x100 team, and she's a 200-meter runner, right? She said it really hurts to see so many Black people choosing not to watch the Olympics this year. There's so many Black athletes who have put in years of hard work for this moment, myself included. We want your support. So she had tweeted that, and then she also went in and defended the Olympics, saying that, you know, additionally, I worry some of the anger and disdain may be misplaced. The Olympics and those of the IOC have absolutely nothing to do with current events taking place. So basically what she's saying is, hey, stop trying to boycott the Olympics. There are people who put years into this and we need your support. You're not going to be there physically. We need your support, right? And what did Sha'Carri do back then? She said, athletes that haven't and will never beat me have a lot to say about or surrounding my situation, where most of them have said nothing to me, showing their characters that y'all don't see behind the races. Here's the problem with Sha'Carri in this one, right? And this is why she pulled out of that race. That 100 humbled the shit out of her. As much as arrogant as she was after the race and in that interview, it humbled her.
Mm-hmm.
And if she ran that 200, the same shit she talked, she wouldn't have been able to back up because she would have lost to the same athletes that she was talking about that haven't and will never. And that's why she pulled out, because Gabby Thomas would have whooped her ass in that race, because Gabby Thomas was even behind in that race and came back and placed second. She wasn't able to win the race because our girl from Switzerland, the Black girl from Switzerland, Kambuji, she had that. She walked down Allyson Felix from the beginning. On the curve, she had her and she had that lead, and Gabby tried, but she couldn't catch her. It was a good race. But, you know, great to see. But Black girl magic, Black girl confidence, and they showed it. With
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully Sha'Carri takes this as a learning lesson. I don't want to see her fail.
Right, now, exactly.
You're going to take the hit on social media. You and I at some point are going to do a video that's going to piss people off. And there's going to be a whole lot of comments and all that stuff. We have to accept what comes at us based on what we say out of our mouth. She does too. So take this L, get in the gym, and you know, don't skip leg day. Whatever it is you need to do, maybe get a different group of different team of folks to get you trained up. But take this as a learning moment and move on. But stop talking trash, because then if you keep doing it and then you keep losing, that's going to be on you again. You know, exactly. So like, I don't have any ill will to her. I want to see her do well. And she's young. She has a bright future, but humble yourself. They told you that before. When you were first to miss me yet, they said, you need to be humble. You need to be humble. She's not doing it. So
I blame her team, because they need to go ahead and take her Twitter account from her, because 10:55 Saturday night. Was it Saturday night? Was it the 19th? Was no, that was Friday. Thursday. So on Thursday, 10:55 on Thursday, she tweets, I wish the people that talk mess about me was cute at least. Crying face emoji, right? Or laughing emoji, whichever one is for this. first of all, the proper would be were cute at least, not was cute at least. At least use the proper tense. And second, you just set yourself up for more people to come at you and talk about you. And it's, I get it. You're going to stand bold. You're going to stand strong. You're going to be resilient. I'm going to be me at all times. Stephen A. Smith was on with the Morning Hustle and he talked about this and he said, yeah, you can be you. And anybody is telling you, oh, you know, be you and stay strong in what you are. If you're working for somebody else, you've got to understand the rules of working for those people, right? And you've mm-hmm. got to understand there's a fine line between that. And I think Sha'Carri right here is between that fine line of being real. And Cedric Entertainer said this a long time ago, there's a lot of brothers in jail for keeping it real, because I ain't no punk, you know? Look, humble yourself. And I hope this race did it for you, because definitely we want to support you. I was so excited And looking forward to her in the Olympics. Why? Because I love track and field. But to see that the excitement was going to be there, because again, we live in America. The focus would have been on track and field, which is I love that. But here she comes doing this crap.
Remember when Usain Bolt was, you know, taking off? You had Tyson Gay always in the in the race with him, and then towards his last race, I believe, what was the name of the guy that on the U.S. team that beat him? Richards. I want to say his last name might have been Richards, but I remember watching those races and like Tyson Gay and this guy, I think it's Richards and Usain Bolt were always in the same finals. And year after year, Olympics after Olympics. And then I think Richards finally beat him.
And Justin Gatlin.
Justin Gatlin. Yes, Justin Gatlin. So I could see his face, but I'm thinking Richards. Justin Gatlin would always congratulate him every time he lost, but he was working hard to finally beat him. And when he finally beat him, I saw that race where he finally beat him. Usain came to him and like congratulated him. And Justin, you know, Gatlin got down and was like, you know, you're still the greatest. And he was like, no, no. But I mean, that level of respect, you know. And so that's what Sha'Carri needs is, hey, you lost. Congratulate the person that beat you. Let them know that, hey, I'm still coming for you. Well, she can't ever beat Shelly Ann because Shelly Ann's done. She's retired after this. So, but there's another group of Jamaicans who are probably equally as fast as this group. So, Sha'Carri needs to get herself ready.
And here's the thing: by the time Olympics are in 3 years, right? Because obviously the 2020 Olympics were in 2021, so it's 3 years from now is the next Olympics. The next Olympics is going to be 2024. Elaine Thompson, hurrah! She's I think 31 right now, so she's going to be about 35. So she's going to be probably right past her prime, right? I mean, she's running the fastest she ever has right now, and this is her peak. There's no guarantee this peak continues for the next couple of years, and especially not for three more years, because the wear and tear will happen on her body. So this could be where Sha'Carri starts to get hers, but she's got to be able to beat the others, because my girl, Javion Oliver, ran her personal best in that race. Tiana Daniels also ran her personal best in this 100-meter race that was on Saturday. Now, granted, neither one of their personal bests are Sha'Carri's personal best, but guess what they did in that race on Saturday? They whooped her ass. They'll never beat me and never will. All right, listen here, Trump Richardson.
Not the voices.
Sha'Carri Trump.
Not the voices.
Oh, my God.
Well, so, again, good luck to her. Hope to see her back. Speaking of back, Tim Tebow was back. Was. Was back.
Past tense.
So Tebow gets cut. Unfortunate, but I will say with Tebow, I hated Tim Tebow in college. Not as a person, just he was just so good and always winning. But I loved the story to see him do well in the NFL. I wanted him to do well as a quarterback. It didn't happen. And then he goes, does baseball, but he's like, you know what? I want to try being a tight end. And so he gets his shot and it doesn't work out, but he's still humble about it. But I'm like, good for Tebow. I mean, I think that's a great story for anybody. Try whatever your dream is, try it. And if you fail, hey, at least you can say you tried it. You don't want to be this person that says, I always wish I would have tried doing this. You know what I mean? Don't be that person. So Tim Tebow is a good story of that. But I was really rooting for him. But, you know, I'm glad he got his shot. But going back to humility, Tim Tebow has it.
I will say, I mean, and I was a little rough on Tim when he got the shot with the Jaguars. And I understand why he did it. I mean, you know, Urban Meyer was his coach. He believes in Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is a father figure to him. Even that, I mean, he has a dad. So it's not like he's, my dad was never in my life. I need to go where Urban Meyer is. No, he looks at him as another father figure, a mentor, whatnot. So he wanted to go play for him. And it's interesting because when he was in the league the first time, they tried to get him to switch to tight end, and he said no. He wanted to play quarterback. Again, I have no problem with that because I think there are a lot more black quarterbacks who should have taken that stance when they kept trying to convert them to wide receiver. And you're like, no. I'm going to be a quarterback. Of course, that means you got to put in the work. Well, here it is now. He put in the work. He bulked up. He wasn't ready. And I think he's way too far gone and too old to learn that position now better than the young ones. I mean, even like when Jerry Rice went, the last team he was on before he re-signed with the 49ers for one day so he could retire a 49er was the Denver Broncos. Jerry Rice is still the greatest wide receiver ever. and could still make the catches. However, he wasn't going to be number one, number two, or number three in the depth chart. He was going to be like number four or number five. And if you're that means you also got to be on the kickoff team. And Jerry Rice is not running down on kickoff. So that's when he was like, you know what? I'm out because I can. My body's not going to allow me to do this anymore. And this is the greatest to ever play that position. So therefore, sometimes you got to know that. And Tim, I like the fact that he went out and tried it, and it gives you that thing. At least give it a shot. I think you were right in saying that. And understanding that you can try. And if there's something that you want to do, especially now is the time, man. There's so many opportunities, so many easy ways to learn the things that you want to do. Just give it a shot because why not? It doesn't mean you can do everything now. I mean, if you want to try skateboarding now and the X Games, I mean, I may say don't, especially if you're up there in age, bones take a lot longer to heal. So some things you got to keep it within the realm of reality. And honestly, it was a long shot for Tim Tebow to get in there. And I think they just gave him that slot because of Urban Meyer. And why not? You're going to, if he did it, then guess what? He would have been great.
Yeah.
But he would have probably did it a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck, Tim. Politics.
He's not hurting.
No, he's fine. He's still going to do great.
So you were telling me about this thing with the cop getting cleared for shooting Ashley Babbitt, right?
Yes. So there was an investigation done. So for those that might not know, Ashley Babbitt was one of the she's a veteran that was really into this whole stop the steal. And so when the insurrection happened at the Capitol on January 6th, all those people rushed in. And then there was a story about some woman that was trying to jump through a window into a room where the vice president was. And
down into that hallway, which was...
Yeah, there's that hallway, there's that window, somebody busted. So she's trying to jump through. Mm-hmm. And one of the Capitol police shot her. Mm-hmm. And she died. And so there's been this big uproar, who is this cop, and da-da-da. So there's an investigation done, and the cop was cleared of any wrongdoing, which is understandable, because regardless of who you are, what race you are, you try to jump through a window where the vice president is being protected, you're going to get shot. And so the officer did what he was trained to do and was cleared of any wrongdoing. But a lot of people on the right are still trying to make a big deal out of that, rather than just focus on the fact that this woman was trying to jump into the room where the vice president was. That's wrong.
Very wrong. And what's interesting is, you know, because it's all about politics, they want, who is this cop? Now, here's the interesting thing about that cop. Knowing how many other people were behind there, he just needed to fire one shot to stop that entire crowd. One shot, right? Now, granted, that one shot killed her. She died of her injuries. But you go back and you look at, where was this? Jacob Blake, who was shot seven times in the back, because he had to keep in mind, they shot her in her chest as she's trying to come in. So Jacob Blake in Wisconsin got shot seven times in the back by a police officer. They didn't have that same outrage there. Oh, you should have done what the cop said. You should have obeyed. You should have just complied. Well, Ashley Babbitt should have complied. Yep. And in this case, this cop was justified, because if I am telling you, do not come through that window. If you come through this window, I will shoot. Because the vice president's here. If that was Black Lives Matter on the other side of the glass of the door, now the same people who are, oh, that cop is wrong, he needs to be held accountable, they would have wanted the cops to shoot every last one of those people on the other side of the door.
Yep.
And if that's your mentality, you need to look in the mirror and understand and come to the realization of what is deep in your own heart. Because some of you who think that way, and you know you think that way, you may pretend like you don't, but you know you do. And I will say this. You've got to really just come to the realization for yourself, because you may never admit it to me. You'll never admit it to Terrell. You'll come on and say, well, some of my friends are black. I use, you know, black services or whatever. Whatever your justification for everybody else is. But understanding yourself that that's the problem. And that's all we've been asking for this entire time, is equal equality when it comes to this. That's all of this.
Yep. No, I agree. So for those that are arguing that this cop was wrong, I don't see it. I'm glad that the cop was cleared and protected, because people have been trying to go after him and figure out who he is and all that stuff like they normally do.
You know, there's another there was this guy that's on trial from the January 6th riots as well. He was about to be sentenced, and all of a sudden new footage popped up that showed him assaulting one of the cops. All of a sudden they're like, oh, hold up, because this wasn't one of the original charges. Before we close this case.
Remember the Dallas realtor who took a private jet out there? Mm-hmm. So her case is coming up and she's pleaded guilty. She says that she was misled. I think she was thinking that Trump was going to
Black Lives Matter made me do it.
Yeah, Trump was gonna get, you know, get everybody off of any charges, and she's saying all this stuff. Yeah, wow. She's saying all this stuff like, hey, I was totally misled by the Stop the Steal because our president was telling us this. So she might get, max she can get a 6 months. But yet she's still pushing all these conspiracy theories that some of the hardcore right people have been pushing out all on her social. So it's like, you don't believe that you misled, you still believe it. But she's still pushing stuff out about voter fraud and all this other stuff. So some of them just won't learn their lesson. Good for them. You do you. But crazy shit happens at the Capitol. You had just had a bomb threat.
You know, I saw, here's how I came across this one too, because I didn't have the news on, and I saw this tweet, and I want to say it was, and my phone's down, so I can't pull it up right now. My phone's all locked up. But I think it was Bakari Sellers who said they arrested, he was taken alive. And I think people don't understand what that means. This man who was there and says, on social media, I'm here at the Capitol, I'm doing this, I'm going to do this. And then he's yelling out the window to people like, go call the cops, call 911, tell them I got a bomb. And he's doing all this stuff. And he was taken alive. Yet, it wasn't too long ago that there was a black woman who made a wrong turn and was shot by Capitol Police. So again, here we are, right back to this.
Well, I think I would disagree with you on that one a little bit because...
Go ahead.
If someone has a bomb threat, you just can't just shoot up the vehicle because then what if the bomb explodes? And so because you went shot and killed the dude and then it blows up and kills a bunch of people, who's wrong? So in that case, you got to, I think that's different. Don't get me wrong. The woman getting shot because she took a wrong turn, hardcore wrong. But I don't want to put that in the conversation of a race deal. But if someone has a bomb, you just can't assume that you shoot them. That ends it all up. Because what if it's one where they hold their thumb on it, and then you shoot them, their thumb comes off, boom.
Okay, so what? Did we think she had a bomb too wide?
I don't know. That, and I'm not saying it's right.
That's my point. But that's exactly my point. Because what if she had a bomb? And, right. And you went and shot her. Now you just blew the whole
thing. But she didn't say she had a bomb. You can't put the what if in there. She didn't say she had a bomb. She just made her own turn. This guy said, I'm going to blow up the Capitol. Mm-hmm. I have a bomb. Y'all call 911. I'm about to blow some shit up. He is saying he has a bomb. She didn't. So you can't say, well, what if she said that? That doesn't apply to this.
I'm not saying that what if she said it. No, the fact, my what if was like, okay, if you think that she was a threat, then why would you not assume that threat also included a bomb? You see what I'm saying? So that's I know you go, I get your point, but my point is real simple in the fact of if you think she was a threat that you had to shoot her and kill her, then why not think that there was something else in there? Because what she got, a car full of guns? One person's gun? This is not the movies.
Yeah, that's we can agree to disagree on that one. You're still trying to pull a what-if-ism. And
it's not a what-if-ism. I don't think it's the same. It's a simple fact of you don't know what's in the – if you don't know what the threat is, Are you just gonna fire?
Again, they are totally wrong for firing on this woman. Mm. But in this case, they knew what the threat was because the guy told everybody, here's what the threat is. I got a bomb and I'm gonna blow some shit up. So they just can't come in Rambo style and shoot up the person in the car.
I don't expect them to. I don't right. and I never.
So you're saying is once they realized he didn't have a bomb, then they should have shot him.
I'm never about them shooting anybody, except for when you've been warned and you still decide to keep advancing to where the vice president is and they're telling you, don't do this. So that part, and that doesn't matter who the person is or what color the person is. If you're being told this, don't advance because of this, at that point, you got to make a decision. Am I going to die because I want them to shoot me, or am I going to keep walking forward because I know they're not going to shoot me? No, well, shit. That's what that Ashley Babbitt found out. They will shoot. And I'm just saying they are a lot easier pulling the trigger when it's somebody of a darker hue than when it's somebody white. Because the same way when Dylann Roof was killed 9 people in that church in Charleston, what'd they say? Oh, well, his mental health. I don't give a fuck about his mental health. He's a murderer.
Yeah, but I mean, we can just disagree because I think you're trying to make this a kind of a race deal, and it's not.
It is.
No. It is.
Yeah,
you can say that. That's why we agree to disagree. We've always agreed to disagree for over 20 some years. We never agreed on everything 100%. This is gonna be one of those.
Not.
So again, go ahead on, Malcolm. You know, you call it what you want to.
Okay, Cornel West. One thing we can agree on is the irony of your governor, who was like, "We don't need mask mandates. We don't need this. We don't need that." And you know, he's partying it up in the middle of a room with a bunch of supporters, posting on social media, and then he and his wife test positive for COVID. No, yep. He tests positive for COVID. His wife doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's tested positive for COVID. He's also been pushing for schools not to have mask mandates and all that stuff. And I don't know what his thought process is. Him and DeSantis over in Florida, they're just being ridiculous. So he catches COVID.
They're being flexus.
Yeah, he catches COVID and has no symptoms, but still goes to get that. Now, he's vaccinated, has no symptoms, and then also still goes to get that little special cocktail that the president took when he had COVID.
The Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, to try to make sure that he's fine. I'm like, see, this is why it's so serious that you could be vaccinated and still potentially get it. And he could be a carrier and give it to somebody who's not vaccinated and then they could die. I mean, it's like you have to take this thing seriously. And they're focused on money and all this other type of stuff, all the wrong things, but it's just ridiculous. But I don't hope he gets sick or anything like that, but I'm just like, hey, this serves you right. And a lot of people here in Texas are like, yeah, dumbass, this is what you get.
That's interesting. You know, I'm not surprised. It's the irony for me. I don't like to laugh when somebody gets COVID, but the irony makes it hard not to, because the thing about it is, and I don't just fault them. I also fault their supporters, the people who follow them unconditionally, because keep in mind, especially those who are citing big Trump supporters who are like, I'm not about the vaccine. Keep in mind, the Trump family is vaccinated. I want you to remember that. Those in Texas who are big Governor Abbott supporters, you realize that they didn't say he got vaccinated. He's been vaccinated, right? Now, his thing about the mask mandate was, if you're already vaccinated, there's no need to wear the mask. And that's why he was pushing for that sense. And a little misleading, but still, I get it. But that's still, here you are following this man up thinking, we don't need the vaccine. We don't need the mask. And he catches COVID. So. Ted Cruz, I know, has done something crazy this week.
It's beautiful because you're gonna love it when I tell you what happened. So as Kabul was captured by the Taliban and thousands of Americans and Afghan refugees are trying to get evacuated, CNN chief international correspondent Clarissa Ward stood in the front line, and she's interviewing Kabul residents, Taliban fighters, the whole bit. And just being a journalist, right, in there, in the thick of it. And as she's doing her interview, I mean, she has on the hijab and all that. So Ted Cruz tweets, is there an enemy of America for whom at CNN won't cheerlead in mandatory burqas, no less, which wasn't a burqa. It was a hijab. So CNN's public relations account fired back at Texas junior senator, reminding its followers that Cruz booked a flight to a luxury resort in Cancun, Mexico, early this year as his constituents were left without power after the grid failed amid a winter storm. More than 200 people died during that storm. And I'm like, yes, CNN is behind me on my crusade to get Ted Cruz voted out. So keep that going. Don't forget, we got to vote this dude out.
You know, Ted is gonna Ted and constantly put his foot in his mouth. But unfortunately, Texas is gonna Texas, Texas is gonna Florida, and Texas is gonna Flexus, and he will be back in office. And then once he's back in office, he's been reelected, then he's gonna make his run for president. So if he becomes the Republican nominee for president, it'll be Texas's fault. So that's why it's even more important now for you to you know, keep this push going. And now that you've got CNN backing you, maybe you could get, you know, one or two more people to go ahead and step out and make sure they register to vote and vote in someone else other than Ted Cruz for senator down there in Texas. And maybe your crusade will now be a little bit, you know, add a little more fuel to the fire because you've got CNN backing up CNN behind you now.
Fight the power. Speaking of fight, did you see this bullshit on OnlyFans? You know what's going on with OnlyFans?
It's been everywhere, and I've been hearing that. So you hear that OnlyFans is banning sexually explicit videos, right? And then I've heard other people say, "Oh well, no, I got something from OnlyFans that says that's not happening." What's the truth behind this one?
So the truth behind it. So OnlyFans blew up a lot during the beginning of the pandemic because everybody's at home, and you got to think for those people in the porn industry. It gives them a chance to control their own content. They can make their own videos. They're not being subjected to all these producers. So it was a great thing, and a lot of people been getting into it. We've done stories about, you know, that mom that wasn't feeling sexy and then started doing an OnlyFans deal, and now she's making over $100,000 a month, you know, on OnlyFans. And you got some people that think that they're big shit because they're doing these sexually explicit videos on OnlyFans. And Kevin Samuels said it, like, OnlyFans will not be forever. Eventually, it's going to go away. And when it does, Subway is hiring. Like, he always says that. So OnlyFans is, they are banning sexually explicit content on their platform effective October 1st. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're doing this, OnlyFans said the decision was taken to comply with requests from its banking and payment providers. So you got to think about MasterCard and Visa cut ties with Pornhub because there was talk of them having underage people, you know, different revenge porns and all these different things, rape scenarios. So MasterCard and Visa separated from Pornhub. And so that's what OnlyFans is trying to do. Now, they've not been specific on what the acceptable use policy is. So they're saying that you can do nude pictures as long as it follows their acceptable use policy, but they haven't pointed out what that acceptable use policy is. But come October 1st, a lot of these people who have been blowing up by doing different sexual explicit acts on OnlyFans, that's going to go away. Now, I think for people, great, go back to Pornhub, YouPorn, all those different ones that are free instead of paying a subscription for this. But I think it's an interesting move. I'm curious to see what's going to happen to the platform going forward.
I'm actually not surprised by this because there were a lot of people who were doing OnlyFans accounts and doing different content. Because here's the thing. The stipulation, the perception was when you said you had an OnlyFans, you automatically thought, oh, so you're taking off clothes on there, right? So you would think that. And of course, they're getting different content. Like Chris Brown has an OnlyFans, and his was based around his art. You know, he's like a graffiti artist, does all this stuff, and so he'd do stuff like that on his. Not because I've seen it, because I obviously don't have a subscription to anybody's OnlyFans. But the perception was when he was doing, he said, I have an OnlyFans. All the women were like, oh, shit, let's go. We'll, you know, and then like, oh, it's art. Never mind. But not surprised by this. I think at this point, though, for those who want to keep that content going, it becomes now, what are you going to do? Are you going to read the fine print, or are you just going to hire a lawyer and have them read the fine print? Because right now, if I'm a lawyer, I'm already pitching to everybody who has an OnlyFans account. Hey, allow us to read your contract for you. Allow us to read the fine print for you. We'll give you the outline for what's actually acceptable and what's not. And it may be just because if I know that you are you, then and it's only you in the video, then because you know, as we've seen a lot of these reality TV stars also going up there and doing, oh well, come on in at this time, watch me shower, you know, and all this other crap like that. Because the pervs will do that, you know. So there'll still be a space there for it. There's still going to be some sexual content on there. And I think it's just going to revamp it because they're trying to expand more. And I get it, because what else is going to be there? It's a place you can share some great content with your fans. And I think that's more so the concept of this anyway. So OnlyFans, I think, allows them to really still expand their model and know they don't have to be just in sex and not just pigeonholed in there. So I'm not surprised by this at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great for them. I find it, there's nobody I would want to pay a monthly subscription to watch do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't get that. I just don't get that. But hey, more whatever floats your boat, whatever.
I don't knock you for it.
However. Yeah, whatever does it for you, whatever does it for you is fine. And then also in this bullshit this week, I don't know if you saw my Facebook post about the Starbucks employees complaining about the drinks that they're getting. And I had some of my friends take issue. Oh, so they should just conform to the company. I'm like, God, some people are just effing stupid.
So what was your initial post? What was your initial post for those who missed your initial post?
So my initial post was I had this article. I read this article about Starbucks employees complaining about their drinks. And my initial post was, why are all these Starbucks employees complaining about having to make all these crazy drinks? I said, when I was a cook at Sonic back as a kid and had to do 50-cent corn dog day, did I complain? No. I became a manager and got other people to make those corn dogs.
I ain't doing this shit.
Yeah. But my thing is, if you don't like your job, quit. Right? It just makes no sense to me that you're going to be upset that all these, and I get it. Some people order some crazy things, but the fact that they can do that, that's what they can do. If you work at Baskin Robbins, there's 31 flavors, and I want to make some idea of mixing all of them, it can annoy you, but that's my options as the customer. If you don't like it, quit. You've been in the music game for a long time. I know DJs hate when people come up asking for requests, but that's part of the life. That's part of the lifestyle. And if you don't like it, what are you going to do? Pack up everything? You know what? I'm tired of y'all asking for requests. I'm done. You know, it's just done.
I will say, though, to be fair, if you come up and ask for requests, I say I'll get it on for you. Don't come to me when I get to the next song. Be like, hey, you didn't play my request. If you don't, get your ass away from me.
No, but I hear you. I'm just saying, I just don't understand people that complain about their job. Starbucks is not like, you know, tying people down behind the counter, making them do this. If you don't like the fact that all these people are ordering these stupid drinks, quit. Or become a manager and hire other people to make the crazy drinks.
I laugh at this, and I especially laugh when I saw this, because I'm the same way. If I go through the drive-thru and you've got a bad attitude, I'm like, hey, if you don't want to be here today, quit. Because, you know, but also in the same sense, and this is not just only in the food industry, even radio, when we do contests in the past, and, you know, you want the phones to ring because, you know, it's a contest and you want the listeners' interaction. But what happens is, and it's inevitable, a contest starts, it's cash contest. People are going to call up and have crazy things to say, like, hey, is it this? Is it this? What song is this? And just trying to get the game, the system, or just even just curious. Well, after about a week or two, you got a contest that's going on for 4 weeks, or 2 weeks of pre-promotion, and then so now you're in the middle of the 6 weeks, right? So you're a week into the contest, and the phones, and there are people who would start getting frustrated with the listeners. And I'm like, you can't be, because this is what you ask them to do. You ask them to be engaged. They are engaged. Don't not answer the phone because you're tired of answering the same question. Pick up the goddamn phone, because when they stop calling, now you're going to be mad. It's like, I've never been upset when I'm busy, right? If I'm busy, I'm like, busy is good. So when you're not busy, you need to start worrying. And I tell people that all the time too. It's like, hey, you're busy, good. Because when it slows down too much, you know what happens.
Yeah.
We're going to make some changes. We're going in a different direction. We're going to have some cutbacks. You know, you don't want that. So.
Yeah. And I'm not my Starbucks order is a venti pike with some powdered cinnamon. That's it. Piece of cake. Right. But I've heard people order all kind of crazy things. And I'm just like, why in the hell? You know, whatever. But that's their choice. They could do that.
Yes.
But don't complain about the job that you got. And that to me, that makes sense. And then my thing is, why are you publicly complaining about it? You're getting interviewed by different organizations. You're complaining about the crazy drink awards and it needs to stop. No, it doesn't. It's not going to stop. People are going to be making up all kinds of crazy, weird drinks. And that's just that's how Starbucks has evolved. It didn't get to as many locations as it has by restricting the craziness of people's drink orders. That's how it's grew. So if you don't like it, quit. Anybody who tries to defend that these Starbucks employees are right, definitely leave a comment. Let's chat about it, you know, in the comment section. I'm happy to have this conversation with you. But if you don't like your job, it's not the employer's role to change it and make it easy for you and tell customers what they can't order. No, that drink sounds too crazy. We're not doing that. If you're a bartender, you got to keep making the drinks. You know, might not like it, but that's your job. And if you don't like it, quit.
The only thing that needs to stop is your employment there.
Yeah.
You need to attack those drinks the way Sha'Carri Richardson attacks a last place finish in a track meet.
This is one race. I'm not done. You know what I'm capable of. Count me out if you want to. Talk all the shit you want, because I'm here to stay. I'm not done. I'm the sixth fastest woman in this game ever. And can't nobody ever take that from me.
That's what those baristas should be saying. It's okay. It's just one drink. I'm not done. I'm here to stay. You can order whatever crazy shit you want. I don't care. I'm going to make it.
I love how @_moneyT on Twitter was like, I need a confidence. Sha'Carri Richardson has come in last place and still talk shit. That's what you need to do. Hey, I made the shit out of your damn drink. You thought you were going to get me with this?
It's like, you want what? Challenge accepted. 20 different ingredients? Give me a second.
Oh, crap. Let's get out of here, man. What crazy Starbucks concoction are you sipping on today?
I'm not. I'm having water. I had my black coffee with powdered cinnamon earlier today, but just sipping on some water right now, trying to ease into my Sunday. May have to get a Bloody Mary somewhere in my world.
Well, I'm on a dragon fruit, the summer edition Red Bull, so that's what I'm sipping on.
Bad for you.
I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes. Send us some of your random thoughts, some of your bullshit, or leave a comment. You see that we will quickly engage with you. But we want to hear from all the listeners. So definitely leave a comment. Check us out.
Yes. Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Peace.